eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, and a lot of reaction today to an Eagles victory 25-11 over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Eagles move to 3-0. And they'll play host to the Commanders coming up on Sunday.
Commodores
try to go 4-0 against those Commodores, Commanders, whatever they're called, Josh Harris and company on Sunday. But it's a good day right now to be an Eagles fan. We'll take all your reaction. 215-592-9494. Coming up 11:30, Howard Eskin. At 12:30, we'll be joined by Ross Tucker. And joining us right now in his weekly spot with us, 11 a.m. on Tuesdays, is Eagles tight end Dallas Goedert.
Dallas,
congratulations on the win last night.
Oh, thank you. We appreciate it.
So, Dallas, so what was it like down there, man? I heard it was really hot down there in Tampa yesterday. Did you feel the heat in it at any point?
You know, by the time the game started, the temperature was pretty good. During the pregame warm-ups, it was a little warm during the day. But once the sun went down, it cooled off. It was a pretty nice temperature for a Monday night game.
Dallas, last night, the run game again. We talked last week when you were with us about you guys, and you're obviously your role is part of that. On the line, blocking with those offensive linemen. It just felt like that drive to end the game, 9:22. Have you ever been part of anything like that? I can't think of a drive, not with the Eagles, that took that long to finish a game. That had to be fun to be part of that, to finish off an opponent and not give that football back.
Yeah, that last drive, you know, we went out there with, I think you said 9 minutes or whatever, and, you know, we were trying to use the clock for sure. Yeah, I don't think I've ever been a part of one that finished the game that long. You know, it was really cool that we're able to keep getting first downs, keep chopping away. And, you know, by that time, we kind of had a solid lead. Their will was kind of being broken. The O-line did a great job just smashing them, paving little ways. And we kept getting first downs and kept the clock running. And it was a great way to end the game.
You know, Dallas, it looks like over these last three games that for whatever reason that the passing game isn't clicking just yet. Is that because of you guys haven't gotten your timing down yet, or is this something that the defense is doing that's showing you different looks and everything is giving you a little bit of trouble?
It's a little bit of a combination of both. There's different things that the defense has been throwing at us, different fronts that they put, different coverages in the back end. They're bringing more pressure. You know, we've been getting a lot of exotic looks, a lot of different things that, you know, or unscouted looks that a team are throwing at us to try to stop us. And, you know, sometimes it works. But it seems like we've been able to figure it out. And I feel like the passing game is getting closer and closer. And it's going to click one of these weeks. And we're going to be able to put a full game together on offense. And it's going to be a ton of fun.
You know, with that being said, Dallas, I know the last time we talked to you, you talked about getting that 1,000 yards. And I know we're still early in the season. I know that. But when you touch the rock, do you start to feel, because it's so many different high-caliber receivers on this team, when you touch the rock, do you feel like, hey, I caught this ball, now I got to get some more yards after the catch because I don't know when I'm going to get the next one or who's going to get the next one?
I always feel like that. When I get the ball, you know, it doesn't happen every time, but you want to do everything you can to score and get as many yards as you can for the team. But, no, I wouldn't say that. You know, it's a really special offense, you know. with the receivers on the outside, the way we've been able to run the ball. I've just been enjoying being out there with the guys. You know, it's a fun time blocking with the O-line, watching the receivers do what they do, the big plays that they make. It's just exciting to be out there. So I try to make plays when I can, and, you know, just you never know when the next one's going to come, so you just got to stay ready always.
I feel like you was out there talking trash last night, Dallas. I'm getting that vibe from you just from the way that you're saying, because you got the nose to the grindstone type of attitude. Were you out there talking trash last night, dog?
Oh, I do my fair share. you know, I like to talk trash to DBs more, but lately with the way we've been running the ball, I've been giving the D-line a hard time. You know, I don't want to do that too much because when I go on a route, I don't want them to be mad at the tackles and, you know, make their job too hard. But the way they've been playing, yeah, I've been running my mouth a little bit, but that's what makes the game so much fun.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Well, it does. And you guys are having fun right now, 3-0.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
We're talking to Eagles tight end Dallas Goedert here with us on the Midday Show. Dallas, take us into what happens on some of the routes where it seems like you have an option, you or the other receivers, and Jalen's trying to decide and figure out where you're going to go. We saw that a couple times last night. It seemed like you and Jalen on one were a little bit off. Maybe he thought you were going to sit down. You kept going. And then the DeAndre Swift interception, interception intended for DeAndre. So it seemed like Jalen thought he'd go one way. Take us inside what happens on those. Is it something where you're reading the defense in real time and Jalen's trying to read you in real time? Are you both trying to read the defense at the same time? Like, what happens when it seems like once in a while you guys are not on the same page? What's going on there?
Yeah, I would say it's just one of those things. I haven't went back and watched the one that happened to Swift, but yeah, he's running the option route and you can go, you can sit it down, you can break in, you can break out. And, you know, it's a feel thing for the quarterback to, feel the leverage of the defense. And it's, our job to be on the same page as the quarterback. And, sometimes it happens, you know, when you have that option route, you think you can beat him one way and, you know, Jalen's thinking something different and, things like that's going to happen. Same thing with mine, you know, Jalen thought I could have hitched it up a little bit sooner. And, you know, I saw green grass to the inside. So it's just one of those ones that, you know, hopefully turnovers don't happen, but you want to be on the same page to prevent those kind of things. But they will happen here and there just because of being on a different page.
You know what, Dallas, sitting in my chair watching the game, you know, I've never played position of quarterback, but it felt like to me last night that our quarterback Jalen Hurts is trying to take more chances to become more of a pocket passer with this offense right now. Is that the case, or am I reading that wrong?
I can't say that's the case totally. You know, I think last year the chances Jalen took, you know, might have been more successful, or maybe not even, that's not the right word, but, you know, there was times where he'd throw a deep ball to AJ in double coverage and, you know, AJ would make the play and it looked great. And, different things like that, you know, as the receivers, tight ends, people that are getting the ball, we have to do a better job of making plays when, Jalen gives us the contested throws, the 50-50 balls. And, you know, when we start doing that, making those plays, Jalen's confidence will just go up in all of us and he'll trust what he sees more. And then, you know, we'll be able to get some more explosive plays like we did so often last year. But that's just kind of on the whole team, being able to make those plays for Jalen when he gives us the opportunities.
Dallas, last year the defense was very good, and this year it's different defense. A lot of new faces on this defense, but they're looking very good as well. And the one thing about this year is they're taking the ball away a lot. How exciting is it for you as an offensive player to go to the sidelines, defense goes out there, and you might get that ball back right away? It seems like a very opportunistic defense that you guys got this season.
Yeah, they've been doing a great job of going after the ball, you know, creating turnovers. That's one of our biggest keys to victory each week is explosive plays in the turnover battle. So The way they've been turning over the ball, like you said, I mean, it's happening quick. There's times I sit on the bench, try to catch my breath, and, you know, everybody's screaming, and we're heading right back out there. So it definitely makes our job easier, lets us be on the field more. And when they're turning the ball over like that, no other offense can get into a groove. And, you know, we spend more time on the field as an offense. So it's been a blast watching them play. Got a lot of special players on that defense and a lot of new guys that you know, have stepped into bigger roles and are doing a tremendous job at that. So it's just a lot of fun to watch them, you know, gel together and, you know, make those plays, stripping it, interceptions. Could have had a couple more with Slay even yesterday. So it's a lot of fun. They're flying around. They're doing a really good job. It's fun.
Hey, Dallas, I'm going to ask you a question, man. This might be considered a little controversial, but I'm going to ask you anyway because I feel like you can handle this. Now, about that defense that you were just talking about. You know that defense last year had 70 sacks and everything, and this defense is still young. I know we only got 3 weeks into the season, but which defense is better in your eyes right now, the one from last year or the one that's playing right now?
Man, that's tough. We were
That's why I asked, because I know you can answer the question.
Our defense, our defense played lights out, you know, all year, and this year they're off to a really hot start. It's probably too early to tell.
Dallas, don't do me like that, dog. I got your jersey, dog. I'm rocking your jersey on Sunday. Just give me an answer, dog. Just give me an answer.
I got to go with this year. You know, it's the new year. This defense is more important than it was last year because last year's over. So I'm gonna take this defense every time.
That's what I'm talking about, Dallas. Be controversial. Be controversial.
you're learning, Dallas. Oh, that's a good answer, Dallas. It's hopefully the right one as the season goes along. Dallas, let's end with this. Short week now for you guys. Washington on Sunday. I'm not sure if you've even had a chance to look into them yet, but it's a division rival, a team that did beat you once last year. We're looking for a big breakout game, maybe from Dallas Goedert this week. Dallas, Washington division game, Sam Howell. It's going to be fun. Not many 1 o'clock games here for the Eagles on Sunday. I'm sure you guys are ready to play a home game in front of the crowd this Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, 1 o'clock game is going to be a treat, you know, get a wake up and get right to football. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Like you said, it's a division game. They're always important. And it's a home game. So it's going to be a lot of fun at the Link. And, you know, anytime we got a divisional opponent, the stakes are that much higher. You know, to win the division, you got to beat the teams in your division. So it's going to be really fun to get the division started and another home game with the best fans in the world.
It's a big one. Dallas, we appreciate it. As always, we'll chat again next week.
And have a good one, man.
Hopefully after another win over the Commanders. Thank you, Dallas.
Yep, thank you, guys. Talk to you later.
There he goes. The Eagles tight end, Dallas Goedert. He answered that question the way he had answered that question.
Yeah, he had
it's
to.
This year.
Yeah. You know, I remember back in the day playing at 1 o'clock was like that was bad.
You know what, though? After all these kind of weirds, like it's been Sunday at 4, Thursday at 8.
You're welcome at 1 o'clock.
Monday
game.
At 7, yeah.
You're welcome at 1 o'clock.
I want a 1 o'clock game.
I remember my first year, I played at 1 o'clock every Sunday.
Well, you guys, there was no way they were going to put you in prime time.
That was the Jets, right?
Yeah. Hey, Monday Night Football, what is that?
They didn't allow the Jets on those games then. No way. But this Eagles team has a lot of these kind of games. But we do get a Sunday at 1 there. Interesting. A couple things that struck me from Dallas just quickly, Hugh. One, obviously the defense making plays, and he talked about how opportunistic they are. But he also mentioned that, look, he feels that way. Like you've said it before, when he gets the ball, he feels like he's got to make a play because you don't know when that ball's come back. There's a lot of weapons here.
And that's the mentality I think that most of the receivers have. It's like, dude, when I touch the rock, I got to make it happen because there is a plethora of stars on this offense. That's a big old word. There's a plethora of stars on this offense, man. And you have to – I feel like the more that Jalen grows as a quarterback – you're going to have – and outside of A.J. Brown, because, you know, A.J. Brown, I think he's going to still be the primary.
Yeah.
But everybody else, you're going to have to do stuff above and beyond to make Jalen throw you the rock. Because these games, we knew going into this season that this wasn't going to be easy. And that's one of the things that's surprising to me is that people are heavily criticized. I get why they're heavily criticized, because he got all the bread and everything like that. But he's still winning. Quarterback, that is, Jalen
Hurts. The main thing.
Buddy is still winning, and that's the most important thing, and he's growing as a quarterback right before our eyes. We got 14 more of these things, and I expect Jalen Hurts to be better towards the down the stretch like he's supposed to be than he was at the beginning.
I also love when Dallas Goedert said they broke their will on that 9-22
drive. Yeah, because
they did. I mean, especially when A.J. had that conversion on the 3rd and 13 and he turned around and ran. It was like you could just tell the Bucs had waved the white flag. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to an Eagles victory over the Bucs. This Eagles team is 3-0. We'll get all your phone calls up here. We'll talk to Howard bottom of the hour, and we'll dive more into Jalen Hurts and what Nick Sirianni said after the game about the passing game. 215-592-9494. It's How You Hot Board. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.